This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Roads across the state will likely be snow-packed and icy this weekend. A large winter storm system is set to reach communities starting tomorrow morning. Aisha Wilkinson, a forecaster with the National Weather Service, says plan ahead.
Knowing that people are going to be out for the Halloween weekend, we could see some more travel impacts on I-25 and I-76 and I-70 going west.
The Denver Metro could see between 3 to 5 inches of snow total, but there will be isolated areas that see much higher amounts. Freezing temperatures will stick around through Sunday. A Denver jury found Xcel Energy owes Sedalia-based Core Electric Cooperative about $26 million. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The money is repayment for when Core had to buy electricity during repairs at a power plant in Pueblo, according to the Denver Business Journal. Xcel and Core jointly own the Comanche 3 plant, but it's operated by Xcel. The Denver jury rejected Core's bid to force Xcel to buy out its stake in Comanche. The Comanche plant has been shut down for repairs frequently since coming online in 2010. Environmentalists are pushing to shut the coal plant down permanently. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Ski season is officially here in Colorado. Lifts will start up at Arapaho Basin on Sunday. The terrain will be limited, as is typical at the start of the season. Other ski areas will likely open soon, with the forecast showing the first substantial snow of the season hitting the state this weekend. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.